The tall man had an understanding of the ancient Shi'i Cho style, but barely a smattering of more advanced Makashi. His attacks were simple to deflect, his defenses relatively easy to penetrate. Vader toyed with him a while, then pressed him hard against the side of the fallen hut, giving him no more ground to retreat to. One telekinetic push saw the man flung through the rent in the fallen hut. His lightsaber flew in a different direction. The pommel shattered into a dozen pieces, its blue focusing crystals scattering like jewels. Vader strode into the hut, where he used the force to grip the man around his throat and wrench him into the air. His bright red lightsaber pointed directly at the man's chest. Victory. And yet, on the cutting edge of perception, reason to reconsider. Vader cocked his armored head.
I sense someone far more powerful than you nearby. Your master. Where is he?
The dark side has clouded your mind. You killed my master years ago.
Then you will now share his fate.
Vader raised his blade to cut down the Jedi Knight, but before he could swing it, the lightsaber suddenly flew from his hand. The Dark Lord wheeled around to attack, his free hand raised to crush whoever dared oppose him. He hesitated, an uncommon move for Darth Vader, and the apprentice felt his mind spin with shock at the sight of a human child standing in the corner of the hut, dirty and bruised by the fall, dressed in clothes bearing Wookiee touches similar to those of the man still hanging in the air behind the Dark Lord. The boy held Darth Vader's lightsaber in both hands. The tip danced, but only slightly.
Run! Run now! Don't look back!
Ah, a son.
Turning back to the father, he clenched his left fist. The awful sound of bone cracking was clearly audible, as was the boy's sudden gasp of horror. Vader turned back to the child and froze. The tableau stayed that way for a small infinity. Father dying, child watching, murderer standing patiently between them, as though waiting for fate's dice to fall. Then three stormtroopers burst into the hut, led by an Imperial officer.
My lord?
The officer started to ask, confused. He got no farther. With a flick of his fingers, Vader had his lightsaber back in his hand. The officer and troopers backed away as their master approached. One of them sensed the imminence of their deaths and fired his blaster ineffectually. The bolt ricocheted off the crimson blade into the wall of the hut, leaving a black burn. In a second, it was over. The boy watched, terrified, as the man covered from head to foot in black armor killed his own allies. When it was done, the man in black loomed over him and grabbed him by the arm.
Come with me. More will be here soon.
As he was wrenched from the hut, the boy twisted his head to snatch one last glimpse of his home. Tipped over it might have been, broken and full of still-smoking bodies. But all the boy saw was the body of the dead Jedi Knight on the floor. One hand lay outstretched, with fingers curled, as though clutching for something that was no longer there.